There are many non-Muslims who may ask question number 9, that you all Muslims say that idol worship is not allowed, it is haram. Then why do you all bow to the Kaaba? You all worship the Kaaba. The stone which is maximum worship is the Kaaba. Why do you all bow to the Kaaba? If you are against idol worship. No Muslim ever worships the Kaaba. No Muslim. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaaba is our Qibla. It is the direction. It is the Qibla. Direction in which we pray. Because we Muslims believe in unity. And if suppose we offer Salah in this hall, some may say let's pray towards the north, some may say let's face south, some may say east. Which direction will we face? So for unity, every Muslim faces towards the Kaaba. If you are living on the north side of Kaaba, you face towards the south. If you are living on west of Kaaba, you face towards the east. If you are living on the east of Kaaba, you face towards the west. Whichever part of the world you are, you face towards the Kaaba. That's the Qibla. And the first people who drew the map, the geography map, were the Muslims. You know, they had the south pole on the top and north pole down at the bottom. And alhamdulillah, Kaaba was in the center. Wherever one to pray, face toward the center of the earth. The westerners came and they turned the map upside down. North pole on top, south pole down. But yet, alhamdulillah, Kaaba is yet in the center. Kaaba is our Qibla. And when we go for Hajj and Umrah, when we do tawaf around the Kaaba, we circumambulate around the Kaaba. The reason we circumambulate around the Kaaba is to testify, as we know, that every circle has got only one center. A circle cannot have two centers. So we circumambulate around the Kaaba to testify that there is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one God. And the best answer was given by the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, which is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, poem number 2, in the book of Hajj, chapter number 56, hadith number 675, Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, that I am kissing this black stone. Kissing this black stone because my Prophet kissed it. Otherwise, this black stone can neither benefit me, neither can cause me harm. Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, this black stone can neither benefit me, can neither cause me harm. I am only touching and kissing it because my beloved Prophet did it. This statement of the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, is sufficient to prove that we Muslims don't worship the Kaaba. And another point that can be told to the non-Muslim is that during the time of the Prophet, the Sahabas used to stand on the Kaaba and give the azan. I am asking you, which idol worshipper will ever stand on the idol which he worships? Any idol worshipper will stand on the idol he worships? Never. So this is sufficient proof that we Muslims don't worship the Kaaba.